if you've been feeling like a couch mom where you are just sitting on the couch reading, sitting on the couch watching Netflix, sitting on the couch scrolling through social media, and you are ready to get back into a routine where you can be productive and get things done that you've been wanting to get done, today I'm going to be giving you some actionable strategies so that you can get back into your routine. And this will be the motivation you need to be productive and get unstuck so you can stop feeling unmotivated, unfulfilled, unhappy. You can just really start getting things done that you've been wanting to get done, that you've been procrastinating on doing. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. One of my goals for 2024 is to be more productive, which I know that sounds odd because I have a smart, productive mom, but one of my goals is to actually be more productive. And I was tired of being a couch mom, is what I call it. I was constantly laying around and I felt very detached from everything that was going on around me. It was like I was just watching everyone else live their life, but I wasn't really living mine. I was just there while everyone was going around me. And there was so much stuff that I wanted to get done, but I kept procrastinating. And then at the end of the day, I was like, oh, I wanted to get this done. I wanted to get that done. And I would use the excuse of I didn't have time, which was untrue because I definitely had more than enough time to get those things done. So for this year, I really just want productivity to be my new normal. So whenever I have those really productive days where I get a lot of things done, I don't want to make it a big deal like it's abnormal. Like, wow, that was such a productive day. I want it to just be normal, like go to bed and wake up and do it again the next day. Like that's just what it is. I don't need to feel like that was a really productive, abnormal day. I just want to have days where it's just normal for me to get things done. And then of course, there are going to be days where I relax. But on those days, I want to be able to relax without feeling guilty about it and make the intentional decision to relax and enjoy that day and take some time off to just regroup and rest. So if you are wanting to be more productive, then you'll definitely want to look at the ADHD Productivity Bundle. It is going to help you prioritize your tasks into the four categories. So there are your urgent tasks, your important tasks, the task you can delegate, and then the task you can limit or eliminate. And so the bundle explains all of those tasks for you so you'll know how to prioritize your time and what task to put into each category. So I'll have the link for the ADHD Productivity Bundle for you in the description. So let's talk about the five ways that you can ease back into your routines so that you can actually get things done and just stop feeling like life is passing you by. The first simple way that I like to use to get back into my routine is what I call a micro routine reset. And this is when I break my regular routine into a smaller, more manageable chunk. So I just focus on reestablishing one aspect of my regular routine at a time. And this makes it easier to get started rather than trying to do the entire routine at one time. So for instance, with my morning routine, getting up and working out, like that was a part of my routine that I enjoyed. We just do like a 5-minute stretch and then we do like a 10-minute cardio workout or something like that. And so we wanted to get back into that. But instead of going with the entire workout, we just would start with a stretch. We would just do a 5-minute stretch and then that would just get us started until we eventually added back into the stretch and then the workout. So just starting with one simple part of your routine that you want to get back on track with, instead of trying to do the full-blown routine at one time, will make it easier to get started and you won't procrastinate as much because it'll feel easy for you. It'll feel manageable. So that is what I call the micro routine reset. So just take one small section of your routine and implement that. The second way that I like to ease back into my routine is by using a visual routine board. And so this just creates a visual checklist of the routine that I want to get done. And I will link to the one that I like to use. It's on Amazon, but you can put in whatever task you want to get done. And then you basically like toggle the little thing over. Like you'll see it whenever you look at it, you'll see it. You'll get what I mean. But it really just helps you see what task you want to get done. And then when you complete it, you can slide the little bar over and you'll know it's completed. So this is definitely helpful, especially if you have ADHD, because it is visual and it adds a creative touch to your routine planning. So you can actually see what you need to get done, and then you can actually see when you get it done. So having the visual reminder and not trying to keep it all in your head, because there are plenty of times where I'm like, okay, I want to get this done, do this, then do this. And then I forget what I want it to get done once I actually start doing things. And so having that visual reminder there lets me know, okay, yeah, you want it to get this done, and this done. And then once you use the productivity bundle and you prioritize your task, you'll also know why you chose to order these things in the way you put them rather than just doing random tasks. So having that visual routine board will definitely help you be able to remember what you want to get done, and then you can feel more accomplished when you do get it done because it's like you're going through and checking everything off. The third strategy that I use to get back into a simple routine is that I use rewards in reverse. People typically say do the task and then reward yourself, but I like to reward myself before I complete the task. And this gives me a treat at the beginning of the task to motivate me to get started, because a lot of the time I'm procrastinating because it feels too hard or it feels too boring or I just don't want to do it. So rewarding myself before I start the task motivates me to actually get off the couch and do the task. And then I'm not trying to force myself to do something, just hoping for the reward at the end. I've already got the reward. I'm good. Let's just start the task. So that's what works for me, is giving myself the reward first and then doing the task. The fourth way that I like to get back into my routine is by far my favorite. I do it all the time, and it's called temptation bundling. And this is when I pair a routine activity with a more enjoyable one. So I like to do the laundry in the evening. The kids are playing. My husband is, I don't know, playing the game. I don't know. And I will go and do the laundry. But of course, I don't feel like putting the laundry away. So I will force myself to wait until it's time to put the laundry away to listen to a new podcast episode or to listen to a YouTube video. I will make myself wait until it's time to put the laundry away. And that's kind of like my reward for putting away the laundry, is I get to listen to this podcast episode or I get to watch this YouTube video while I'm doing that task. So I pair a not fun task, which is putting away the laundry, with a fun task, which is listening to a podcast episode or watching a YouTube video. That is what is called temptation bundling. And it really helps me stop procrastinating and get motivated to get the chores and tasks done. And then the fifth way that I like to ease back into my routine is what I call affirmation anchors. And this is when I just change the way that I'm thinking about the routine. So if I feel like it's something I have to get done, then it really doesn't feel that enjoyable, because it feels like I have to do it against my will. Like it puts me in like a victim mode where I have to do this thing. But if I change the way I'm thinking about it, like, oh, I'm so excited to record this podcast episode because I know it's going to help so many people, then that's a different vibe and energy than me saying, oh, I have to go in here and record this podcast episode. It's going to take so long. Oh, so annoying. Like, which one would you want to do? The one where you're excited to do it and you're thinking all these great thoughts about how many people you're going to help, or the one where it feels like you have to do it, you're being forced to do something? So it's much easier for me to get something done when I think of the benefits and why I want to do this task, instead of thinking that I have to get this done. So I like to change the way I'm thinking about things and put a more positive spin on it, rather than feeling like I'm forced to do it. So if you've been procrastinating on getting back into your routine, but you really have things that you have to get done, then I would say choose one task and start there. You don't even have to do the complete task. Just start with the one simple aspect. So how we wanted to start working out again, instead of doing a full-blown workout, we would just do 5 minutes. So start small and then build your way back into your routine, one baby step at a time. And if you need help prioritizing your task and which one do you start with first, then grab the ADHD productivity bundle. It's going to help you categorize your task so you know what's important today and what can be pushed off for another day or another week. So grab that in the description below, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.